The White House confirms that former Enron chairman Kenneth Lay delivered a list of suggested Federal Energy Regulatory Commission appointees to President Bush's personnel director last spring. Two of the people on that list, Pat Wood and Nora Brownell, since have been appointed to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Lay talked about that list last May during an interview for the public TV program Frontline, though his statements were never broadcast.
Brought a list. We certainly presented a list, and I think that was by way of letter. I mean, as I recall, I signed a letter which, in fact, had some recommendations as to people that we thought would be good for commissioners.
Former Enron Chairman Kenneth Lay, who is scheduled to testify on Monday before a Senate Commerce Subcommittee. Frontline correspondent and producer Lowell Bergman conducted the Lay interview. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why was it never used?
Well, we did talk in the documentary about his visit to Vice President Dick Cheney, but we were covering the California energy crisis, so the general subject of and the specifics of his meetings at that time wasn't, let's say, on the front burner the way it is now.
What does the tape say about how Enron worked with Washington?
It basically, the story is going to talk about its general access, its use of its political muscle and cash to try and change laws and regulations, not just in Washington, but in the 50 states. Without having that kind of political muscle, if you will, Enron couldn't expand and become the seventh largest company on the Fortune 500.
So the Bush people were not the only ones that Ken Lay and other Enron executives were talking to?
No, as Ken Lay makes clear on camera in this story, he had access to the Clinton administration, to Secretary Richardson, to Robert Rubin, and as he points out, even in the midst of the California energy crisis, while Governor Davis was denouncing him as a snake, he was calling him up for advice.
What's the significance of the list that Lay and now the White House confirms?
It just shows that Ken Lay's, if you will, focus on who would be on the one commission in the government that did have regulatory authority over energy trading, which was Enron's primary business, and over its primary issue, which was open access to the electricity grid.
Is there anything unusual about an energy company helping the administration with energy policy?
Well, as part of this joint project with the New York Times, we went to, for instance, Enron's rivals, which is the Edison Institute, which represents primarily utilities. They said, for example, they never submitted any such list, nor did they have any personal meetings with Vice President Cheney, nor did they, for instance, as Ken Lay talks about, interview both potential nominees and candidates and try to persuade them of their position.
I mean, you and I might have some ideas about FCC commissioners we could submit.
Yeah, well, if we wanted to influence it, so for instance, everyone in television could do real news again, we might want to influence who's on the board. If you want the media to operate just to make money, which is what it's doing now, then you'd have the current commission.
Now, you interviewed Chairman Lay in May. Why are these new excerpts coming out now?
Again, because in May we were focused on the California energy crisis in particular, and what we found by going back and looking through these interviews, and obviously Ken Lay isn't giving a lot of interviews these days, and nor is the vice president on this subject, we found that they said some things that haven't been on the public record yet.
Such as? What else can we expect?
We discussed with the vice president whether or not he was involved in removing Kurt Hebert as head of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, and we get into a little more detail with Mr. Lay about his dissatisfaction with Mr. Hebert. Mr. Hebert disagreed with Enron and Ken Lay about some of their policy demands or desires, and he was removed. And as you'll see in the show, Mr. Hebert didn't know he was being removed.
Lowell Bergman, thank you.